Suppose after inauguration, President Donald Trump did impose a federal hiring freeze, easier firing of federal employees, and no more union work during regular hours. What might be the effect after 100 days? For one perspective, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University.
It seems to me that the Office of Personnel Management should be responsible for establishing the policies that are necessary to recruit and develop the human capital necessary to create an environment where federal employees choose to give their discretionary energy to effectively implement both the legislation that's created by Congress and the regulations issued by the executive branch. I think that's really where their focus ought be, where their attention ought be, and they ought measure success in terms of the increase employee engagement represented in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, public satisfaction with the services delivered by federal agencies, and the output goals that are achieved by federal agencies. And each of these measures is linked directly to the quality of the human capital development, I believe, that should be fostered by the Office of Personnel Management.
So the environment that you're envisioning, what does that look like at federal agencies?
It looks like people are more engaged, more focused on mission accomplishment. And in order to do that, they have to be, the right people have to be recruited in a timely basis. They have to be trained, and leaders have to be developed to create the environment where they choose to give their discretionary energy.
What if the mission that they've been designated, you know, what if they just aren't feeling it or don't believe in it or, don't agree with what they've been told from the top down to, carry out in their daily workday?
I think that if OPM really focused itself on a mission, that they would be better able to articulate that mission to OMB and I think to a new incoming president who is very concerned about leadership ability in the federal government. And it seems to me that OPM can and should be placing itself in the middle of that effort.
Are there any responsibilities that OPM could drop in order to better focus on the mission that you're suggesting?
Yeah, I think that OPM should get out of the security evaluation business. It's not a mission that they should perform. It was added on. I think they should get out of that business and focus on human capital development.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias. He's a professor at American University in the Key Executive Leadership Program. So if OPM isn't handling the background checks, do you see that they'll take that as, well, now our mission is purely human capital and they can fully focus on that and that'll become their mission?
I think that's right. I think that the problems with the data breach, the problems with fixing that, have distracted OPM from what I consider should be their mission.
And if they haven't been focusing on it, I imagine that they're still trying it. You know, certain mechanisms are in place in order to do that. But what sort of specific ideas do you see them adding on to their daily routine?
I think OPM is in the midst now of creating its strategic plan for the future. And if it adopts the purpose and mission that I described, then creating the policies that are necessary to achieve that mission will flow from it. So, for example, real policies about leadership development, better policies about how to recruit millennials will emerge with that kind of focused attention.
Are there some agencies where that's harder to put in than, other ones? Because, there are some agencies that, it's just there's not that much you can do in order to make employees feel more engaged, it seems like.
I think that's not accurate. I think there is a great deal that can be done. I think that there are agencies in the federal government now who have created an engaged workforce, and I think that the practices that they have implemented can be replicated with a real focus by OPM. So, for example, NASA has been the number one agency over the last 5 years. And it's kind of interesting. People say, well, NASA is number one because they have this sexy mission. And
they get to do cool stuff is the excuse I always hear from NASA workers.
Right. But the fact is that NASA analyzes the data from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, engages in rigorous leadership development, and supports those who actually achieve high engagement. And what the data shows that every year NASA has increased its score over the prior year. So they're not staying static, to continue to learn and continue to grow. Now, that model can and should be adopted across the government, and I think with a focused OPM, there'd be a better chance that that would happen.
What role does more accountability play in this? If leaders are held more accountable for their output, do you think that that could increase and make them kind of step forward into the game a little bit more?
I do. I think that more accountability is important, but it's one thing to say you're accountable. It's another thing to provide people with the tools they need to actually be accountable. So I think that's what is missing in many agencies. They're told, just do it. And those who are trying to do it haven't had the opportunity to develop themselves in a way to actually achieve the engagement they seek. I mean, there's been some research not so long ago by the Merit System Protection Board that made clear that those leaders who had the opportunity to engage in leadership development are those who lead people with the highest employee engagement.
So where does this start? Does this start from the top down at OPM? Does it even start in the top of the executive agency all the way to the White House?
Well, I think it starts with OPM. I think it leads to a partnership with OMB and supported by the president. If that were to occur, I think we would have the increased human capital development that we need to create a more effective executive branch.
That's Bob Tobias, a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this and extensive transition coverage at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.